The aim of the so-called warning shot bill is to make it clear that people can show a gun or fire a warning shot without fear of a lengthy prison sentence. Some have even likened those who'd use the bill to cartoon gunslinger Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam!
It's Yosemite Sam!
Yosemite Sam!
Yosemite. Yeah, Yosemite Sam! The roughest, toughest he-man, stuffest hombre has ever crossed the Rio Grande. And I ain't no mamby-pamby. Now all of you skunks, clear out of here!
Yosemite Sam may get a lot of laughs with his warning shot bit, but the bill already moving through both chambers is no laughing matter to the Florida legislature. It's sponsored by two Republicans, Baker Senator Greg Evers and Polk City Representative Neil Cumby. Cumby says he wants to address the unintended consequences of Florida's 10-20 life law.
When did this start making sense that we put people in prison for 20 years who've not physically harmed anybody? There's a problem here. There's a conflict between 10-20 life and stand your ground. The governor's task force recognized that, and they made a recommendation to the legislature that we do something about it.
The bill is inspired by Marissa Alexander, a Jacksonville woman who received a 20-year prison sentence for firing a warning shot during alleged domestic violence dispute. She initially claimed stand your ground, but a judge said her situation didn't qualify. She's since served part of that sentence as she awaits a new trial. Greg Newburn, the Florida director for the group Families Against Mandatory Minimum, says there are many stories similar to Alexander's. And during a recent Senate Criminal Justice Committee hearing on the bill, he recounted the story of Don Milner, an 81-year-old man who'd never been arrested before the day he decided to show his gun.
In January 2012, he and his wife went to a lake home that they owned, where a group of squatters had broken in and were living illegally. At some point, Mr. Milner told them to leave, and a 6'2", 23-year-old squatter refused, became aggressive, and his tone and mannerisms made Mr. Milner fear that this person was either going to hurt him or hurt his wife.
Newburn says Milner later reached into his truck and grabbed a revolver,
for which he had a valid concealed carry license, and he never took it from his holster. Put it down by his side, and he told the man, if you don't back off, you're going to get hurt. Mr. Milner's wife called the police. Police came out, they questioned everyone, and stunningly, they arrested Mr. Milner and took him to jail.
Newburn says when Milner later posted bond, he got a letter from the state attorney's office that stated he'd be formally charged with aggravated assault with a firearm. He faced a 3-year mandatory minimum, and if he didn't cooperate, could have been jailed for up to 20 years.
His wife, who's 84, was left to wonder what would happen to her if he went to prison for 3 years or, God forbid, 20. I won't give you the full description that Mr. Milner gave of the prosecutor, but he described her as hyper-aggressive. And fortunately for Mr. Milner, in November of 2012, his case was dismissed by a judge who said that he was acting lawfully. But he was lucky.
Milner will always have a criminal record in Florida despite the judge deeming him innocent. And Inverness Republican Senator Charlie Dean says that needs to be fixed. He'd like to see the bill expunge the records of those deemed innocent.
I think somewhere we need to protect the innocent person's record with that, too, because absolutely, although he may never need it, had he been 40 years younger and had an application somewhere in his life, it would show that he had a charge placed against him, and I think that's wrong.
And the National Rifle Association's Marion Hammer, a bill supporter, says she blames prosecutors.
Unfortunately, if you are suddenly attacked and you pull a gun that you're licensed to carry for self-defense to chase off an attacker, and the attacker runs away and no harm is done, you could still be prosecuted. You could become low-hanging fruit for some abusive prosecutor. Prosecutorial discretion doesn't mean they can violate the intent of the law or the Constitution. We hope this bill will put a stop to that.
But Alachua County State Attorney Bill Cervone took issue with Hammer's and similar comments made by bill's sponsor, Evers.
Consider taking ag assault out of the 10-20 life altogether. I'll tell you this, it is the hardest of the decisions we make, ag assault.
for 1020 life.
Okay.
But please don't characterize all of Florida's 2,000 prosecutors as being some sort of renegade. There is another side, or nobody would have been arrested, nobody would have been before court anyhow.
Evers later apologized, and Cervone says his fellow state attorneys are willing to work with him on the bill. And the measure passed unanimously. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.